Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Signs taken down in error. City speed traps still not active. Signs alerting motorists of upcoming automated speed enforcement cameras were taken down in error and are expected to be reinstalled soon. A city spokesperson clarified the situation to Sudbury.com this week, during which they also noted they aren't sure when the city's collection of 6 automated speed enforcement cameras will be installed and operational. "We will be giving plenty of notice to the public and our media partners once we do," they noted in email correspondence with Sudbury.com. Although the city is required to provide a 90-day warning period via signs before speed trap cameras can be used to ticket motorists, the city prematurely removing signs in error does not trigger the warning period to restart, according to the spokesperson. "This would be more akin to a sign being knocked down and reinstalled," they explained. Read the full story here. COVID, flu and respiratory diseases all on the rise in Sudbury. An update from the Sudbury Health Unit Tuesday shows there are 22 active outbreaks of COVID-19, influenza, respiratory disease and enteric disease happening in the Greater Sudbury jurisdiction. The numbers, which were updated as of 8:55 a.m. January 16, showed there were 29 outbreaks in all, but 7 of those outbreak notices have been deemed inactive in the past week. The numbers included 2 active COVID outbreaks at Health Sciences North, 5th floor Kirkwood and 8th floor North Tower, and 1 active respiratory virus, cause unknown, on the 7th floor North Tower. The list of COVID outbreak locations also includes Pioneer Manor's York Ramsey Unit, the Wickamycong Nursing Home, and St. Joseph's Clarion Site 3rd floor. 9 of the active cases listed enteric disease, which is described by Public Health Ontario as diseases that are caused by microorganisms such as viruses, bacteria and parasites that cause intestinal illness. These diseases most frequently result from consuming contaminated food or water and some can spread from person to person. Read the full story here. Hospital and Research Institute maintain top 40 ranking. Sudbury's Health Science North, HSN, and the Associated Health Sciences North Research Institute, HSNRI, continue to enjoy being ranked among Canada's top 40 research hospitals, said a news release. HSN and HSNRI said they were pleased to be ranked among Canada's top 40 research hospitals of 2023, via Redollar Urch InfoSource and the Ontario Hospital Association. A recent news release from the Ontario Hospital Association said half of the top research hospitals in Canada were located in Ontario. Sudbury's HSNRI was listed as 40th in the list of 40. By placing a focus on advancing patient care through evidence-based practice, HSN and HSNRI strive to generate research that will contribute to improving health outcomes for the people of northeastern Ontario, said the hospital release. Read the full story here. Bail reform alone is not enough, prisoners' rights groups say. With funding now in place to reform the bail system in Ontario, including a $24 million grant to be used by police forces to better monitor adherence to bail conditions, some community groups in Sudbury are saying that without further consideration to investment in community-based supports while in custody, and upon release, bail reform won't prevent re-offense. In April 2023, the Government of Ontario announced $112 million in new funding intended to address the bail system, hoping to ensure that high-risk and repeat violent offenders comply with their bail conditions. Part of that funding was the creation of a new bail compliance and warrant apprehension grant, which came through January 11. A release states the $24 million will be made available over 3 years, to help the OPP and Municipal and First Nations Police Services establish dedicated bail compliance teams. These teams will also assist prosecutors with gathering evidence and assessing public safety risk during the bail hearing stage. This grant funding may also be used to acquire bail compliance technology or support a network that police services could use to share bail offender information. Read the full story here. RBC Training Ground coming to Sudbury for first time. For the first time in its 9-year history, the RBC Training Ground is coming to the Nickel City. If you've never heard of it, the Training Ground is basically a talent search for the next generation of Olympians. a partnership between the Canadian Olympic Committee and Canadian Olympic Foundation, and supported by the Canadian Olympic and Paralympic Sport Institute Network, RBC Training Ground is a nationwide talent identification program to find future members of Team Canada. For the first time, the program is coming to Greater Sudbury. It will be held March 17 at Laurentian University. At each qualifying event, participants from a wide range of sport backgrounds perform speed, strength, power, and endurance benchmark testing in front of national sport organizations, NSO, partners, RBC Training Ground said in a news release. Following the national final later this year, where 100 hopefuls will compete, the top 30 athletes will be selected as RBC Future Olympians to receive funding, mentorship, and other resources to pursue their Olympic dreams. Read the full story here. Prices for single-family homes in Sudbury jump 16% in December. Average prices for single-family homes in Ontario were up 0.9% in December, compared to December of 2022, figures released by the Canadian Real Estate Association Monday show. The numbers are seasonally adjusted and do not take inflation into account. Inflation, depending on what measure you choose, is running at between 3.1 and 3.5%. On a province-wide basis, prices for condos were down by 0.7%, and townhouses were up by 1.4%. Nationally, sales volumes were livelier. They rose 8.7% month over month in December, but the MLS price index was up only 0.7% year over year, roughly in line with Ontario. Was the December bounce in home sales the start of the expected recovery in Canadian housing markets? Probably not just yet, said Sean Cathcart, CREA's senior economist. Read the full story here.